Sometimes, if we're not careful, we hinder the Spirit of God. If you have your Bible, let's go to Exodus chapter 14. Exodus chapter 14. When you get there, let's stand in honor of God's word. Amen. Very familiar scripture. We've studied this and preached from this passage many times. We've all heard about it. We all know about the story. Amen. Want to look at it maybe just a little bit differently than I've ever looked at it before. Exodus chapter 14, look at verse 15. Read one verse and then we'll pray. And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speaking to the children of Israel that they go forward. Let's pray. God, we love you. We come to you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for what we've already felt and experienced this morning, God, with your presence, Lord, the Holy Spirit. Thank you, God, for the songs, for the Sunday school hour. Lord, as we get into the worship service right now, God, I pray, God, you'd help us as we open your word, God. Thank you for the reading of your word. Lord, you bless it. Lord, you help it to go out and accomplish, God, what you want it to accomplish this morning, God. Lord, if there's one that's not saved, God, help them to realize that today's the day of salvation. Whatever's done, we'll pray. You will honor you, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. We all know that the story of the children of Israel. We all know the story when they got to the Red Sea, how that God brought them out. They get to the Red Sea, Brother David, and you haven't been long taught this. They get there, they start murmuring, they start complaining because it looks like there's something that's hindering them from leaving out. But we all know that's not the case. But when you look here, God said, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak to the children of Israel that they go forward. I want to preach a little while on this thought. What has got you stalled? What has got you stalled? The children of Israel come out, they had great riches when they came out. They were on the move and something stopped them. Sound like a lot of Christians I know. Deuteronomy chapter 1 verse 6 says this, for the Lord our God spake unto us at Horeb, saying, ye have dwelt long enough in this mount. The Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 2 verse 1 through 3, then we turned and took our journey into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea, as the Lord spake to me, and we compassed Mount Seir many days, and the Lord spake unto me, saying, ye have compassed this mountain long enough, turn you northward. I've preached on that passage many a time. You know what the difference between a grave and a rut is? A rut's longer. What's got you stalled? What's got you slowed down? What's got you at that place where you're not going forward? You're not going back. It seems like you're just stuck. I found this story from a book, Tim Hansel. Listen to this now. And this kind of going to get us, Brother Tony, Brother Robert, our folks our age. A close friend of mine was asked back to his 40-year high school reunion. For months he saved, and his wife, they saved and said he could go back to the place that they had left decades before. The closer the time came for the reunion, the more excited he became, thinking of all the wonderful stories that he would hear about the changes and accomplishments from these old friends would tell him. One night before he left, he even pulled out his old yearbook and read the silly statements and the good wishes for the future that some of the students had written to each other. He wondered what old number 86 from his football team had done. He wondered if any others had encountered this Christ who had changed him so profoundly. He had even tried to guess what some of his friends would look like, what some of their jobs and families would be, and the special friends that had. The day came to leave, and I drove them to the airport. Their energy was almost contagious. I'll pick you up Sunday evening, and you can tell me all about it, I said. Have a great time. Sunday evening arrived, and I watched them get off the plane. My friends seemed almost despondent. I almost didn't want to ask, but finally I said, well, how was the reunion? Tim, the man, said, it was one of the saddest experiences of my life. Good grief, I said, what more? What happened? He said, it wasn't what happened, it was what didn't happen. It had been 40 years, and they haven't changed a bit. They simply gained weight, changed clothes, gotten jobs, but they hadn't really changed. And what I experienced was maybe one of the most tragic things I could ever imagine about life for a reason I can't fully understand. It seems as though some people chose not to change. And he said this, I never ever want to be that to be said of me. We're never too old to learn. We're never too old to change. We're never too old to go forward. It seems like a lot of times if we're not careful, we get stalled. Whatever, I mean, let's just throw it out there. Some of us have stalled in our worship. Some of us have stalled in our tithes. Some of us have stalled in our church attendance. Some of us have stalled. And Brother David was real honest this morning. And Brother David, I am 100% with you about the Bible reading and the prayer time. We all stall. But let's look at something. They had been called out of Egypt. The children of Israel had been called out of Egypt. They had been called out of bondage. They had been called out of slavery. They had been called out of sin. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 11, and search for some of you, but you are washed, you are sanctified, you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have been set free from sin. We have been set free from bondage. We have been set free from slavery that Satan had us bound. Satan had us chained down. And some of y'all know where God brought you from. You ain't got to look back very far to see where God brought you from. And it's almost like we come out of Egypt. I mean, we shout for a little bit, then we get bogged down in church. Set free. Brother David was talking about this morning, how that the Old Testament, and I thought about this as he was teaching, how in the Old Testament the blood of the animals would just cover the sin. It was guilty but covered, guilty but covered, guilty but covered. Most of y'all, anybody that keeps up with any news, and I'm a history buff, so I kind of keep up with certain things. I don't watch the news all the time, but just this past week or so, in the last little while, one of the Charles Manson murderers were set free. How many of y'all saw that? Was it Leslie Van Houten, I believe is the name. Set free. She participated in the murders. Been in jail since the early 70s. I think she's 73 years old. You know what? She's out of jail right now, but you know what? She's still guilty. Everybody sees her, knows she's guilty. That's the difference in parole and pardon. Hey, some of y'all, our glory, somebody ought to shout right there, glory to God. Hey, when Jesus died on the cross, we was not paroled, we were pardoned. That means the slate was wiped clean, never to be remembered again. That means you're not guilty, glory to God. Hey, we've been brought out of bondage. So what has stalled you since you got out of bondage? Set free. John chapter 8 verse 36. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. Romans chapter 8 verse 2. For the law of the Spirit of life is in Christ, hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Galatians chapter 5 verse 1. Stand therefore fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. Be not entangled again in the bondage of yoke. We need to start living like we've been set free. How can you come in knowing where some of y'all come from? And they get to singing about Jesus. And you sit there like a bump on a pickle. I guess some of y'all forgot where God brought you from. Some of y'all forgot that you was a bunch of drunks. Some of y'all forgot that you was on drugs. Some of y'all forgot the life that you used to live. But glory to God, Jesus come down, Brother Robert, and wipe the slate clean. And we come to God's house and we live our life like we're stalled. We got something has caused me to stop. Something has caused me to take my eyes off of Jesus and put my eyes on the Red Sea. Something has got me at a place that I am stalled and I'm not working for the Lord like I need to. They were following the right man. The Bible tells us God sent Moses to them in Exodus chapter 3, verse 10. Come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. There is no doubt that Moses was the right man. They saw all the plagues that happened. That Moses comes in. He's got the rod. He's got Aaron. He goes before Pharaoh. He calls down these 10 plagues. You understand? He called down those 10 plagues. I know it was God that did it. I know it was God that worked the miracles, but God had a hand in that man that had that rod in his hand, God used Moses to lead them out of the of Egypt. I know they've been singing about it, and I made mention of this Wednesday night, so I'm going to make mention of it again. I know that Jesus is the right man. Amen. How do you know, preacher? Because God said so in Matthew chapter 3, verse 17. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. Even John the Baptist said so in John chapter 1, verse 29. The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and said, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. The Bible says that Jesus is the right man. John chapter 5, verse 39. Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. Even Jesus Christ himself said so in John chapter 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Now I want to stop and I want to say so. Glory to God. I know where I was when he got a hold of me. I done seen too much for Brother Ralph for anybody to tell me that it ain't true. I've seen him answer prayers. I've seen him heal cancer. I've seen him change lives. If he never healed cancer and he never answered any kind of prayer like that, Brother Mike, what we can see from why we used to live, Brother Ed, to how we live now, that was Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ only. Hey, you might have tried to turn over a new leaf. You might have tried the 12-step program. You might have tried everything else. But when Jesus came on the scene, things happened. I know we follow in the right man. So what made them stop? There's not a person in this building right now that don't believe that Jesus Christ is who he said he was. So what made them stop? It was the Red Sea for them. And let's just be honest, okay? You know, if we ain't careful, we come in here and we preach something like this, and if we ain't careful, we look down on the children of the Red Sea, what would you thought? I mean, my Lord, it rains and some of y'all don't even come to church. Glory, that's good preaching right there. I know you ain't saying amen because you're guilty. I mean, let's just be honest. I mean, we've got a little sniff on. Well, I better stay home. I don't want to get nobody sick. Bless God, you ain't got a problem going to Walmart like that. For them, it was the Red Sea. And Brother Tony, that would have been, that's something big. Imagine standing down there on the coast of the Atlantic Ocean. And how in the world am I going to get out of this? Most of us would have got dejected. Most of us would have quit too. And in all reality, you ain't faced no Red Sea. So what's got you stalled? For Peter, when I was thinking about studying, for Peter, walking on the water, it was the wind and the waves. Amen. I thought about Elisha, the most powerful prophet in the Old Testament. Prayed fire down from heaven. I'm telling you right now, killed 800 prophets of Baal. I'm talking about this man was and the voice of one little old lady, Jezebel, stalled him. What's got you stalled? Is it fear? Apathy, sorrow, discouragement, whatever it is. What's got you stalled? Maybe you hear Danae and you say, preacher, I ain't stalled. Praise the Lord. Keep going. But if we'll be honest, there's a lot of us stalled. Their leader, now listen, their leader said, move forward. The Bible tells us in Exodus chapter 14, verse 15, and the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me, speaking to the children of Israel, that they go forward. But lift up thy rod and stretch out thy hand over the sea and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry land through the midst of the sea. The rod in his hand right there was a type of the word of God. Amen. Hey, when we lift up the rod, we can go forward. When we lift up the rod, we can go. If you listen to what the rod says, glory to God. Hey, their leader said go forward, but God said lift up the rod. Hey, it's one thing, Brother David, for me to tell you to go forward. It's one thing for me, Tony, for me to tell you to go forward. But it's another thing for me to lift up the rod and say, you got somebody going with you. You got somebody that'll open it up. You got somebody to let you walk across on dry land. That's what they were facing. How many of us have stalled when we know what the word says? See, the thing about it is, it'd be one thing if we read this story and Brother Ed, the Bible says, when they got halfway across, the Red Sea come back in on them and everybody died. That's not what the Bible says, though. We know what the Bible says. The Bible says how they made it out. They made it to the other side. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. You can sit here today and be stalled all you want to. But I'm telling you right now, when God opens it up, I'm stepping in, glory to God. When God opens it up, I ain't staying on the other side. And understand me, I'm telling you right now, on the authority of God's word, God did not save you for you to sit in your seat. God did not save you for you to stay home. God did not save you for you to just be stagnant and dull and not do anything. God saved us for a reason. Get a picture. Moses lifts up that rod. They're standing there belly aching and griping, Alan. And Moses lifts up that rod. And all of a sudden things start happening. And I believe Moses, but I just believe Moses would have been the first one out. How many is willing to follow? Amen. Brother Tony, stand up and hold your Bible up. David, stand up and hold your Bible up. Robert, stand up and hold your Bible up. Tommy's already standing up. How many is willing to follow? I ain't gonna be stalled. I ain't quitting on God. How many's willing to follow? What's got you stalled this morning? What's got you stalled this morning? What's got you slowed down? Go ahead and be seated. What has got you not doing as much as you used to do? Not going as much as you used to go? Not witnessing as much as you used to witness? What's got us stalled this morning? I don't know about y'all, but I'm going to the other side. Amen. I'm not staying on this side. I'm going to the other side. How about you? I want you to bow your heads with me.